sky. You never felt so cold. Another sleepless night. How could you ever let go? How do you recognize the dirty face of gold behind that crooked line where you never knew you'd go? Headed for the open door.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Cedric from Orlando Ignacio, and this is Radio Sick Tuna. We shall be bringing you live news about sports. So first of all, we got news about football, cycling, and what's been going on lately in the tennis world. So I'll be bringing you scores from last weekend. In the Premier League, what took place was Manchester United had a 1-0 win over Brighton. And in La Liga, Real Madrid won over Malaga with 3-2. And in Bundesliga, one of the world's best teams, Bayern Munich, lost against Borussia Mönchengladbach. And Liverpool against Chelsea ended in a 1-1 draw. One of the weekend's biggest matches. And Newcastle lost to Watford. Swansea City had a 0-0 draw against AFC Bournemouth. Tottenham Hotspurs, one of Premier League's best teams, ended in a 1-1 draw against West Bromwich. And a lot more happened during last weekend. So anyway, from football's news, AC Milan have sacked Vincenzo Montella as manager and replaced Gennaro Gattuso in charge of the first team. The club are 7th in Serie A on 20 points, 18 behind leaders Napoli, after a run of only 2 league victories in the past 9 games. Wow, how surprising. They drew 0-0 with Torino at home on Sunday and have lost 6 of their 14 top-flight matches this season. Gattuso, a former AC Milan midfielder, steps up from managing the club's youth side. The 39-year-old Italian played for Milan between 1999 and 2013, winning Serie A title and the Champions League twice. He will appear at a news conference at their Millennio training ground on Tuesday, tonight actually. Following his sacking, Montella posted a statement on social media in which he said that it has been an honor to serve AC Milan for a quite long time and that he's happy with the work he has done at the club and that he wishes the club the best of the best, and he wishes that the club can come back to their best with their new manager. Well, actually, AC Milan has spent over 205 million on new signings since Chinese businessman Lee Yonghong took control in April last year. Well, a lot has been going on in AC Milan, and us from Sigtuna Radio, we hope that the club will get back to their best and will continue to compete in one of the best leagues. Well, let's take a break and I'll bring you more news about what happened in the match between Valencia and Barcelona from last weekend. Here comes a song from John Newman named Love Me Again.
No, I turned wrong, left your heart torn. Is that what devils do? Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel and young. Now I'm rising from the crowd, rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I found, there's nothing I can't do.
Thank you for staying with us. So, like I said, I'll be bringing you more news about football. What happened between Valencia and Barcelona from last weekend's match. So here's what happened. La Liga's leading table masters Barcelona got cheated last weekend against Valencia Football Club during their 1-1 clash away from home. Well, Valencia hit the back of the net first with Rodrigo in the 60th minute, giving them the lead. But Barcelona's star man, Lionel Messi, had scored a goal between the goalkeeper's legs that got over the goal line. But the goalkeeper managed to clear the ball away, which he didn't. So the referee during that match managed to make a poor decision and decided not to give the goal to Barcelona. However, Jordi Alba, the left back from Barcelona, managed to score in the 82nd minute with a beautiful assist from Lionel Messi. How sad for Barcelona that they got cheated and they weren't able to get these 3 points. It is sad that the referees didn't bother to look at the cameras like they usually do to make this decision of giving the goal that the ball went over the line. That is actually fun for Barcelona, and we all know that Lionel Messi and all Barcelona's management staff reacted to this, and this is not fair for Barcelona. But anyway, we will take another break and play you two more songs from Atlas named Stockholm and a song from John Newman named Tearing Game. Here we go. We'll be right back.
want a thing to change. Our love is just a tiring game. I'll never give it up. I'll never give it up.
Thank you for listening to Sick Tuna Radio. Like I said, for those who have just joined us, I said that I'll be bringing you sports news in English, and the sports news that I'll be bringing you will be about football, tennis, and cycling. So far we've been talking about football, what's been going on, and what happened during last weekend, and later on I'll be bringing you more about what will be happening this weekend. So anyway, let's continue with the tennis news. So, as in most of you might know, that Petra Kvitova has returned to tennis after a knife attack that took place last year. This attack made her suffer a lot of injuries, and that she was away from tennis for quite long. But anyway, what Petra said was that she's getting there slowly, and that she's ready to come back and perform and give her best, better than ever. Despite the familiarity of the surroundings and the overwhelming amount of good wishes from fellow players and supporters, her return to the tennis spotlight has been a huge challenge over many weeks and months. This attack took place at Kvitova's apartment in Prestovich on 20th December, and the same evening she had a 4-hour operation. How sad for this tennis champion that this actually happened. But her doctor, Surgeon Radek Gabriel described the injury as a horrific injury, and the chances of Petra's hand healing well enough for her to be able to play tennis again were very low. All of her five fingers on her right hand had suffered lacerations, two of them digital nerves damage. For a player who had taken 6 weeks off in 2015-16, as she struggled for motivation, there were naturally questions about whether she would want to come back, even if she could. The following weeks and months would test her passion for the sport, and the psychological effect of the attack lingers. Well, Petra said that life is still a bit strange, but it's getting better, and that she hopefully hopes that one day she'll be back to normal and that she'll become a tennis champ once again. A protective split was required for 8 weeks, but the therapy began immediately for her. At first, simply gripping a glass, or a softball, then progressing to holding a tennis racket, but only for a few minutes at a time. Physical work could begin on the bike, and Kvitova would play table tennis or badminton with her right hand until she was finally able to hit tennis balls with her hands, both hands, after 3 months. Even then, it was only backhands at first, with serves and forehands too painful. She was surprised by how well she started responding, and that her manager, her coach, Jiri, said that her motivation was huge. By the time she began to practice on clay in Monaco at the start of May, the doctor had given her a go-ahead for her to return to the competition at the French Open later that month. Well, thank you for staying with us. We shall be bringing you more news about cycling. But before that, we will be playing you a song named "This One's For You" by Zara Larsson and David Guetta. Thank you for staying with us. We'll be right back. Yes, that was a song by Zara Larsson and David Guetta. This one's for you. So let's continue with the cycling news. Leon Phillips, former BMX world champion, retires from the sport. Wow, that is actually sad. A lot of sad news that I've been bringing you today. And actually, it's not a fair sport. Let's say a lot happens in sport and a lot goes on. But anyway, Britain's former BMX world champion Liam Phillips has retired from the sport after failing to recover from career-ending injuries. The 28-year-old injured his arm and his wrist in a clash in February. Phillips became world champion in 2013, was a three-time Olympian, crashing out in London and Rio, and won 10 gold medals at the BMX Supercross World Cup. He said that he honestly is happy that he ended his career this way. He's had a lot of chances and he's taken them. He's made good out of it and he hopes that he has inspired a lot of kids. What actually happened is that Philip broke his collarbone 12 weeks before London in 2012 and then again 8 weeks before Rio in 2016. He said, becoming world champion and wearing the rainbow jersey was the proudest 12 months of his career, and that winning a home World Cup 4 years on the bounce and striving to be the best in the world again on a daily basis are memories that he will always cherish. Phillips added that he wanted to continue working in the sport, saying he would like to help athletes who have talent but need some guidance to help plan, prepare and shape their programs. If he's no longer able to compete by himself, it feels right for him to assist others in their quest to achieve their goals. Well, we would like to wish Philip a good recovery and good luck to whatever he'll be doing after his cycling career. And as you can see, he has earned a lot of gold medals and he's hoping to inspire and help a lot of young kids. Before I finish off this radio session, I would like to play you a song by Oliver named Electrify.
Come on, I know. attack.
Yes, that was it. So ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that this weekend there will be some very good football matches for the Barcelona fans. Don't forget to watch the match against Celta Vigo at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And for the Chelsea fans, there will be a match at 1:30. And for the Bayern Munich fans, there will be a match at 3:30. And for the Liverpool fans, there will be a match at 4 o'clock. Everton fans, there will be a match for you against Huddersfield Town at 4 o'clock. And for the Paris Saint-Germain fans, there will be a match for you against Strasbourg. And for the Arsenal fans, don't forget that there will be a match against Manchester United at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And this match cannot be missed because this match is a big derby that every fan all around the world, it doesn't matter which team you support, they'll be watching this derby to see the comeback of Swedish star man Zlatan Ibrahimovic from a big injury that he had, whereby he was almost out for a year, but he managed to come back after eight months. And for the Real Madrid fans, there'll be a match for you against Athletic Club at 8 p.m. in the evening. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for staying with us. Thank you for listening to us. My name's Cedric from Orlando Gymnasium, and I hope I haven't disappointed any of you. And yes, I would like to wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful early Christmas, even if the beautiful snow hasn't arrived yet. But I hope you guys have loved what I've brought to you and enjoyed this sports news that I brought to you. I would like to end off and finish off with a song named Rules Don't Stop Me by We Are Scientists. Thank you so much for staying with us, and make sure that you keep on listening to Sigtuna Radio. Alright, thank you.
Time to